There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that about whatever it is that's on your mind. For some people, we have a short week. I don't have a short week this week because while the holiday is on Saturday, if it were Friday, I guess I'd get the day off. But given the fact it's on Saturday, I think I'll be here all week. I guess I need to check with Trevor. Manny, are you getting Friday off?
I am not. I'm actually going to be working at both my jobs on Friday here my other place of employment. So.
Well, I mean, I almost like working on holidays, except this isn't really a holiday because quiet. But it's all right. Hopefully lots of people will call. Either that or we sing the Star Spangled Banner for hour after hour. Caroline, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, kiddo.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I am 49, and I've been divorced 3.5 years. My boyfriend is 55. He's been divorced 5 years. And we've been dating 3 months now. We have not uttered the L word, and I'm wondering when should that happen? It would seem to me that it should have happened by now.
All right, well, let's look at the situation. How often do you see each other?
About 3 or 4 times a week. We're both very busy professionals. We don't have children, but we're very involved with our careers. We see each other whenever we possibly can.
Okay. Are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yes.
Okay. And how long did you wait until you were sexual with each other?
I think it was a month.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about your feelings to begin with. Do you feel like you love him?
Yes, I think.
That's what we call in the trade, pardon the term, a pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really want to.
Okay, but the point is that it's a little uncertain at this time. Do you have any sense that you want to stop this relationship?
I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering if it's time to call it quits, because if it hasn't been said yet, it seems to me it should have been, and I'm not a...
Wait a minute. I got it. But what I'm trying to do is move you away, at least temporarily, and we can always go back to the word itself. Let's just look at the behavior. And you're saying that you're not certain that you love him. So therefore, saying that you love him at this moment when you're not certain would be misleading both of you, right?
Correct.
And in intimate relationships, you don't really want to mislead somebody because it's dangerous and painful, all right? So let's just leave. All right. Is there some reason, is there something that he could do other than the L word? We're staying away from words right now. We're only looking at behavior. Is there some way he could behave that would make you feel that let me just ask the question. Do you feel he's not committed to you? Do you think he's dating other people? Do you think he's taking this relationship less than seriously? Give me some sense about your feelings about his behavior. Not his vocabulary, his behavior.
We have had that discussion, and we have declared to each other that we are strictly exclusive, so we are not dating other people, and I believe that he's not.
Okay.
To answer your earlier question about what could he do, I think he could display romantic gestures.
Okay, give me an example of a romantic gesture.
Compliment me. Bring me flowers. Even just, you know, it's so great to see you kind of thing. I'm not getting that from him.
Okay. Do you have the sense that he's withholding, or it's just not his personality?
I think it's just not his personality.
Okay. Are you ready to pull the plug on this?
I'm getting pretty darn close.
Okay, and on the basis of what?
On the basis of very utilitarian dater, that there has to be an end game in mind. So I don't date just for the sake of dating. There has to be something substantial.
So what's the end game as far as you're concerned here?
Ultimately, marriage.
Okay. And how long do you think it would be appropriate to know somebody before you talk about marriage?
This isn't
a trick question.
Yeah, at least a year, I would say.
Okay. So given the fact that it's, do you have the sense that this man is marriage-minded or is not marriage-minded, or you just have no idea?
I think he is. When we first met, and we met online, and he said that he was looking for the one. And I said the same thing. So we were both elated that we were looking for the same type of thing.
Okay. So are you having the sense that he's not the one?
I don't know how to answer that. I want him to be. I guess I want to meet the one.
Well, I got that. But the question is, you met somebody, and the objections that I hear are that he's not very good at romantic gestures and he hasn't said the L word. But does that mean that those are deal breakers?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think you need to do one of several things. I'm trying to decide whether or not to convince you to have another point of view, but I'm not sure that makes any sense. If that's what's important to you, that's what's important to you. And it would seem to me that if you look at this guy realistically, that because I'll tell you the question I was going to pose, and I suspect I already know the answer, but let's not work on my assumptions. If you knew this guy was never going to offer you any more than he's offering you today, but never any less, would you want to stay or would you want to go?
I would go.
That's what I thought. Okay. So the issue is, if this guy was exactly the same, except sort of complimented you, was a little more romantic, and within a period of time, when it was accurate that he said, because you don't want him to say, look, if you're in your 50s and, only 49, when you become in your 50s, when you're in your 40s and you've been dating and you've been divorced for 3.5 years, you presumably run into some guys who will say that they love you on the first date. You're everything I was looking for, and I just love you, and where have you been? And hopefully there's a part of you that says, what are you talking about? You have no idea who I am. But men are not stupid. And men have understood that certainly one of the ways that all women are assuming that men are phobic, that they're not romantic, that they're never going to say the L word. And so there are a whole bunch of guys who, and we may want to call them predators, for lack of a better term, who will say that. But it's basically just a technique to essentially get into your knickers, right? It's just if I say I love her, then I'll take her to bed. If I don't say I love her, she's not going to go. So that becomes a relatively easy, not necessarily, and the morality of it just sort of doesn't occur to anybody. So you don't want someone to say they love you if they don't. And given the fact that you're being cautious, you want to make sure that you're not getting into control issues here of, well, I want him to love me more than I love him so that I have more control in the relationship, because that's a pretty toxic recipe. But for the moment, let's put aside the L word, which, as you saw, I was trying to steer you away from vigorously at the beginning, and just say that you want a guy who's romantic. So if this is a guy, if everything else sort of checks out okay, and you need to make sure it does, and what I think I'm going to do is, I think we're going to come up on a break here in a minute, I want you to sort of do a quick archaeological exploration of what you already know about this guy. Because if the deal is, I just need you to be a bit more romantic, And then he will say one of several things. He will say, I just didn't want to be superficial or it's just not my style or whatever. And so you have some possibility of negotiating that. But it's not fair to do that if, when you really look at who he is, he's really not who you want. He's a perfectly nice guy. He's just whatever it is that takes the spark that says you're the one. He's not it. And what you're looking for here is ways of rationalizing that, which you don't need to, right? So, Mark, I haven't forgotten you're there, and I'll get to you in just a minute. You'll get just as much time as you need as well. So, Caroline, look at what he really is, and then let's get back and figure out whether or not it's worth negotiating a little bit more romantic behavior or not. All right? Put you on hold. Be right back, and then I'll get to Mark. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Carolyn, who's a divorced woman who's dating a dude, and they've been dating for about 3 months, and nobody said the L word yet. And she's trying to decide whether to stay or whether to go. And she's saying she really wants a little bit more romance from this guy, even though she doesn't think that he's not committed to her. He's just not very romantic. And I'm saying, well, look, before we dump him or negotiate with him, we need to make sure that that when you look at the list of who he is and what he offers, that he's that it's it just really, it's not exactly what you had in mind. And again, there is that, I'm not denying that there is, you know, look, we run into somebody and there's either that spark or there's not. And I think that that half the world believes that that spark can be developed. Those are called women. And the other half believes that it can't. Those are called men. And unfortunately, we tend to date each other. So when you look at the list of who this dude is, you're feeling like there's just not enough there, or you do?
I do, and I think there's definitely a spark, and we both acknowledge that at the very least.
Well, then it may be worth negotiating. I wouldn't pull for the L word, because just as you haven't said it to him, he may feel the same sense of, look, I don't want to say it before it's real. Because it can be very misleading, and you don't, the L word isn't something that you want to love somebody today and not love them tomorrow. You want to have the sense that it's, that there's a sort of a thread that you love them even when they're being stinky, and that you can see that you've loved them for a while before you said it, and you're going to love them on an ongoing basis. You know, it's not a word to be bandied about just because people sort of imbue it with such huge emotional weight. So the fact that when I ask you, there's this long pause, and assuming he's more or less the same place, you don't necessarily want him flinging it around in a cavalier fashion. You want it to mean something to him as well as to you. So I'd let that part go temporarily. I think the issue about it would be nice to have a little bit more romance is it may be worth negotiating, especially if it's that important to you, of just saying, listen, I think you're a great guy. That there is that spark here. Our sex life is great. I enjoy being with you. But I just like to feel that you were wooing me a little bit more. Now, he may say, okay, but in exchange for which I want a slightly more imaginative sex life or something. But that's not necessarily bad that the two of you learn, because if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody for anything more than a couple of months, you have to learn to negotiate. You have to learn to say, this is what I want. The assumption that the other person will just know is fatal, that they, other people, you can't read their mind, you can't read his, he can't read yours. And so if you can negotiate without fear, I mean, it sounds like a great place to do it, because you're willing to leave him if you don't get what you want. So ask her what you want. But I'd keep the L word out of it. I'm saying,
okay,
because you don't want, that should be a gift, not a negotiation. But the issue about being more complimentary could certainly be a negotiation.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay? 855-993-7569. As I was pointing out to somebody over this weekend, my job here is not really to dazzle you guys, to come up with fantastic solutions. My job here is, remember when we were like 5 years old and we were learning to play war or old maid or whatever card game? You play your cards open so everybody can learn how to do it. And that's really what I'm trying to teach you guys to do, is how to think about issues in a very systematic, efficient, practical way, so you can do it. I mean, listen, I'm delighted to dazzle you guys whenever possible, but it's kind of not my job. My job is to help you learn how to do it, so you don't need me. Still be nice if you called every once in a while to say hi. Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. I am dazzled. You've helped me many times through the years. You helped me lose weight, 100 pounds, helped me with my wife and my kids.
Wow.
And I'm really, really glad that the marriage is now almost set, that almost all adults can get married.
Yeah.
My wife and I, however, are first cousins.
Okay.
And I guess you know the stigma about that. When I've told people, you know, we're first cousins, like the usual, oh, gee, aren't your kids retarded and all that? Mm. Is there any reason we shouldn't be married?
Well, first of all, you're already married, so but as you know, the issue of first cousins marrying is really an interesting one, because in some societies it's actually the preferred marriage. But even when it's the preferred marriage, there are taboos against that. For example, you could marry on your wife's side, but not on your husband's side. So, and as you know, in some states it's not legal. And the reason, the assumption is, because most laws, whether they're dietary laws or sexual laws, have some basis in ancient customs. And what people understood is not that first cousins have retarded kids, but that what happens when you've got a gene pool that's very, very close, when you have a lot of intermarriage, what you have is recessive genes that begin to show. And as you may recall from Biology 101, a recessive gene means that you need two of them for it to show up. So, for example, and some people think that intelligence is a recessive gene. So if you get one dumb person and one smart person, you're going to get somebody who's kind of dumb, whether we're talking about curly hair, or blue eyes, or straight teeth, or whatever. So, again, that all when you get a gene pool that's pretty connected, which is presumably what you wouldn't with first cousins, then what you get is recessive genes that can become dominant. And so if you've got recessive genes, for example, for retardation, you get two of them, then you're very likely going to have some retardation. Most behaviors are not simply recessive or dominant. And the more we know about the gene pool, the more we understand that most behaviors and most genetic situations, not all, of course, but many, are complicated. So it sounds like you have children, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the issue about even if we said that first cousins, which in some states are it's not legal to marry, what we would the injunction would be not necessarily that first cousins marry, but what happens when they have children. So if you got married, so the injunction in theory isn't about marriage per se. It's about the acknowledgement, which is now being changed as of last Friday, that marriage is strictly for the purpose of procreation. So you have if you got married. And we're not planning to have children, then it becomes a moot point. It doesn't make any difference. You already have children, and presumably, hopefully, your children are healthy. And so whatever recessive genes either of you possess are presumably less of an issue. Now, there are examples, for example, of recessive genes in, for example, the Jewish population, Tay-Sachs being the most obvious one, where you have a group of people who are encouraged to intermarry. And so, again, what you have is recessive genes that if they married outside the population would be less likely to be visible, Tay-Sachs being one of the kind of disastrous ones. And so what happens is quite often when Orthodox Jews marry, they go and have genetic testing before they have children. But at this moment, I think, first of all, who you marry and what your relationship is, it's kind of nobody's business. So what I would probably do is stop talking about it. But, I mean, obviously you have a long and happy marriage. You have healthy kids. And so, you know, whatever. If it's any comfort to you, I think that a very famous politician whose name I can neither tell you or not actually married, either a second or third cousin. Well, there are a number of them. FDR actually married a cousin. Rudy Giuliani married a cousin. So let me put you on hold and see if there's more to this question than just, okay, I married my cousin. All right? Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk with Mark. We also have room for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Mark, who's been... Mark, how long have you actually been married?
We're celebrating our 42nd anniversary, the 21st of this month.
42nd? Like 4-2?
4-2.
Wow. So why the question today?
Well, because the gay marriage is now legal, and as you... had me a little concerned with you said if it's bothersome, not talk about it. But that's don't tell, don't ask, don't tell.
Well, no, I think. Listen, I mean, are the two of you gay?
No.
Okay, so it's not don't ask, don't tell. It's whose business is it of yours? I mean, I think your sex life is private. I think you're. You've been married for 42 years, and you know you're the fact that you're first cousins, I think, is nearly irrelevant. I mean, you've been married for 42 years. You've got perfectly healthy kids, and with gay marriage, I think equating marrying your first cousin with gay marriage, I think, is unfortunate, just because I think the parallel, you still got one man, one woman in your particular marriage. It's a long-term marriage, and it's not legal in every state, but it's legal in a lot of states, as opposed to gay marriage, where, first of all, it's one of those things that when you introduce your significant other and you're the same sex, it's pretty hard to finesse that. I mean, and somebody is probably not going to say, are you gay, because it's going to be obvious that you've got one, you've got two women or two men. And I think the issue about when you go and apply for a job, do you say you're gay? I don't think it's anybody's business what your sex life is. That's not the same as being closeted. And if somebody says to you, are you gay? I think it's up to you to say yes or no. But I think that we've somehow lost the notion of privacy. And it's not shame. It's just privacy. That what the person I decide to love is my own business, not yours. And if it's legal or not legal, then I may have some obstacles to deal with. If I indulge in a religion that says it's not okay or it is okay, that may create some issues for me. But the general public, knowing who I care about, I think is none of their business. And I don't actually care about who they love either, unless they're running into a problem, they're asking me for some help. And even then, it's not my, I got kicked out of graduate school in a class when the professor said, it's the therapist's responsibility to orient the patient to reality. And I raised my hand and said, who's reality? And I got thrown out of the class. And then, I was a punk kid, and I still believe that that's the issue. That if you came to me and said, I married a Martian, I might say, gee, Mark, that's a little unusual. I didn't know that there were Martians. Tell me how that works, or is that a problem for you? If it's not a problem for you, as a therapist, it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Yeah, but there are laws on the books that say what we're doing is wrong. And
there certainly are, right, in certain states. Now, the question is, What impact does that have on you? Is that something that you feel that you want, that you think is unfair, that you think, and because there are some states in which it is legal. So if it were illegal in the law of the land, then I think you may want to challenge that, and you could presumably challenge it on exactly the basis that you and I were talking about. Is it's an ancient law that really has to do, and in fact, it's not only ancient, but it's also very specific. As I said, in some societies, you can marry your matrilineal, but not your patrilineal. And not only is it not illegal, it is preferred. So you could argue it on the basis of historical precedent. You could argue it on the basis of a misunderstanding of genetic material. You could argue it on the basis that it has only to do with progeny, and marriage is no longer defined as only progeny. You could certainly argue it. And if that's what you're asking me, that you're saying, look, now that gay marriage is the law of the land, I think that being able to marry, and you'd have to probably research which states it's illegal in, because it's not a law of the land one way or the other. And you could certainly argue it on the same basis as of last Friday, that there, I think, were 37 states in which it was legal to marry. But now they're saying law of the land. And if you're saying, look, what I really want to do at this moment is the Supreme Court has, as far as I'm concerned, opened the way for me to challenge another mistaken notion of what marriage is. And, I don't have any objection to that. But I think it's a little different than going around and saying, I mean, if you want to be a political activist, I have no problem about it. But I think rather than sort of suggesting to people, I mean, I guess the question I would have is, why say something? Is it to shock? Is it to mobilize? And if you're going to mobilize, then there's clearly a pathway that has been a precedent of not only gay marriage, but biracial marriage, religious interfaith marriages. So there are a whole lot of precedents of saying, okay, here's how to change the law. And if that's what you want to do, be my guest. I mean, Godspeed or not Godspeed, I suppose, go ahead. But I think the idea of sort of going up to people and saying, hi, guess what, my wife is my first cousin after 42 years, I guess I would ask the question of to what end, to why are you doing it? And not to argue with it, but just to be curious about it.
I equate it with someone hiding in the closet. People used to say, well, just don't talk about it. It makes us uncomfortable. The reason I guess I would want to talk about it would be the same thing. There's nothing wrong with our getting married and having children. There's no medical reason. My research says that the founding fathers felt that cousins marrying created dynasties. They didn't want that, so they said it's been patriotic for cousins to marry. that didn't work. So they said, well, you'll have retarded children.
Well, again, I'm not sure where, I mean, I'm not questioning your facts, but certainly that whole issue, it's certainly one of the reasons why priests were forbidden to marry, is the idea of passing on wealth, among other things. And that what they wanted was the funds to revert to the church. But the idea of dynasties is certainly as old as human history. So I'm not sure that I would buy into that. With the idea of ethnic groups marrying within one another to keep the religion alive or the race alive or whatever it is. So I'm not sure that I would buy into that because dynasties are, as I said, as old as human history. The genetic stuff, I mean, I think, look, the only thing I can equate it with is the dietary laws about keeping kosher. And the interesting thing for me about it is that it seems to me to have a very practical side to it, that basically nomadic tribes had pottery that was usually not fired. So what if you mixed meat and milk, the pottery is porous, and what you would do is you would get milk and meat in the pores of the pottery, and it's a great medium for bacteria. So that you would have people who would mix meat and milk, and they would mix it, and they would get staph, and then they would eat it, and then they would die. So the idea being somebody figured out, well, look, if we keep the milk and the meat separate, then people don't die as much. And it's for the same reason people say God bless you when you sneeze. The idea being that when you sneeze, presumably that was a precursor to some kind of disease process. And so what somebody noticed that there was a link between sneezing and getting very ill. So, and the idea was that meant that a devil had gotten into your body. So if you said God bless you, that it would keep the devil away and the person would not get sick and die. So an awful lot of behavior that seems somewhat arbitrary actually has some basis in fairly, and when I say primitive, I just mean early, not necessarily unsophisticated, cause and effect. And it would seem to me that the issue about first cousins, and again, you have to remember, in some societies, including the royal family, that marrying your first cousin was on one side as opposed to the other, was preferred. So the notion of legacy, I think, doesn't hold up terribly well. The idea, and again, if you want to be an activist for first cousins, I certainly would not say anything about it. Just let me give you one other example. When I lived in San Francisco, I got a call one night from a very popular news anchor, whom I knew just in passing, and it turns out he had just been diagnosed with I don't even remember if it's AIDS or pancreatic cancer. It really doesn't make any difference. But he was gay, and he wanted to come out. And he said, would I come to the hospital and talk with him about it, which I did. And my point to him was, you know, I will support you doing whatever you want to do, but understand what the consequences are going to be. That if you come out at this moment, let's say you have 6 months to live, you're going to have people who previously adored you, little old ladies, who are going to say this is God's punishment on you. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a social activist for the last 6 months of your life, I will help you do that. All I want you to do is understand the implications of what you're doing. And I'm saying the same thing to you, Mark. If this is something you want, that you feel strongly about, Godspeed. Go for it. Just understand that there are implications to it, and as long as you understand them, I think it's perfectly fine. But the idea that silence equals death in this particular case, I think, is probably not necessarily the case. And it's a complicated issue. Let me put you on hold and let you have the final word on this, all right? 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Mark, who's asking kind of a... Well, it's an interesting question. I'm not sure provocative is exactly the word I would use. About first cousin marriage. And I just... I kind of Googled this while we were talking, and it turns out that first cousin marriage accounts for about 10% of all marriages worldwide. In the Middle East, about 50%.
Yeah.
The idea being that they have double the risk of genetic disorders But they're saying that that's basically 6% compared with 3% risk for children whose parents are genetically not related. So that whole issue is somewhat overblown. They're saying that in, I'm just seeing how many, there are, I'm trying to see how many states it said. I think 25 states, it's illegal.
Yeah, you know, in Oklahoma, you can't, cousins can't marry till they're 65.
Well, that'll knock out children, won't it? Yeah, there you go.
That eliminates a lot of people.
Yeah. They said that, according to Robin Fox at Rutgers, 80% of all marriages in history may have been between second cousins or closer. So, and they're saying that Charles Darwin actually was married to his first cousin.
Yep.
So, I thought there was something here that said, so, I mean, listen, if this is the next, if this is the next discrimination that should be tackled, there you go. But
no, I just wanted to vent,
yeah. Yeah,
but
I mean, it is.
It's been very helpful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a matter of what your goal is here. And if your goal is just to say this is the next kind of unrealistic ban that should be tackled,
yeah.
So be it. But understand that in the same way of, you know, whenever you ask a question or make a statement, you have to figure out why you're doing it. And I'm not arguing one way or the other. It said 13 states and territories passing cousin marriage prohibitions by the 1880s. And this came out of the Massachusetts governor, George N. Briggs, in 1846. He studied, this is really objectionable, you're going to have a hard time with this. He studied idiots in Massachusetts. They said similar conclusions. Cousin marriage sometimes resulted in deafness, blindness, and idiocy. That the American Medical Association, which of course has been made some major mistakes in history, the multiplication of the same blood by in and in marrying does incontestably lead in the aggregate to the physical and mental deprivation of the offspring. I mean, it's certainly not the first major mistake that the AMA has made. Despite being contradicted by other studies like those of George Darwin, the report's conclusions were widely accepted. So it wasn't actually the founding fathers. It was the sort of lunatic governor of Massachusetts in 1846. So if that makes you feel any better. And again, it wasn't about, as I said, it wasn't about legacy. It was about genetics, which I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse. And again, while doubling the chances of a recessive gene, it goes from 3% to 6%, which is not nothing, but it's not huge. So
yeah.
Okay, it says during up until the mid-20s, the number of the bans had more than doubled. The only three states to add to this prohibition have been Kentucky in 1943, Maine in 1985, which is shocking, and Texas in 2005, which is even more shocking. And that's only 10 years ago. There was a unanimous recommendation that that all the laws should be repealed, but no state has dropped its prohibition since the 1920s. So interesting. Listen, you're the forefront of a movement that certainly may be the next challenge.
Hey, cousin power.
Yeah, there you go. Let me know. And just remember, folks, you heard it here first. I mean, it is something that, in the same way that you know, that people need to be aware of, and it's not as blatant because, as I said, when you have two people who introduce themselves as married and they're both the same sex, it's pretty obvious. When you have two people who introduce themselves as married and they're opposite sexes but they're first cousins, it's going to be a lot more subtle. I mean, who knows? So, and if this is something you're saying, it's time, folks. This is an unreasonable ban that was based on faulty information, and that the scientific community says this is nonsense. Let's get rid of it. We'll say that we'll see you at the Supreme Court next year.
All right, see you there.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your call. I mean, look, it's an interesting notion. And again, the issues about gay marriage and procreation I mean, are some of the same ones, but it's a mistaken notion here. But if it makes you feel any better, first of all, it wasn't the Founding Fathers. It wasn't until basically about the time of the Civil War. It was one governor in Massachusetts. And he felt, believe it or not, that he had scientific evidence. Unfortunately, one man's science is another man's voodoo. So there you go. And at least it didn't have to do specifically, or at least not ostensibly, with money. It had to do with genetics. So if that's any comfort, which it may or may not be. But an interesting perspective. So, all right, listen, you never know what you're going to hear around here, nor do I. So it's a good reason to certainly listen every day. I mean, look, there are a lot of talk shows, right, where you know exactly what you're going to hear, right? Obamacare, we don't like Obama, the NRA. Here, who knows, right? 855-99-3756. Interestingly enough, what we were thinking about, Manny and I were talking about today and introducing to y'all, was given Friday's response, and of course, and it's very consistent with what Mark wants to talk about, is how do you define marriage? What does marriage mean to you? So I think that's what we'll sort of tackle. Got a lot of responses on Facebook. And as always, our preference for getting your response is for you to give me a call. But you can certainly, we'll have some time to continue to do on Facebook. But seems completely appropriate. And I had no idea that Mark was going to call today with his particular question about it. But then I never have any idea what anybody's going to call about. It's always Manny picks up the phone, I pick it up for Manny, and off we go. All right, 855-993-7569. Oh, I forgot to check of who came out first on the weekend. I know that Inside Out was running neck and neck with Jurassic Park. Emotions versus If Something Chases You, Run, CGI. So I'll check that for you and let you know. Right? That's my favorite plot description ever. Unfortunately, it took 2.5 years, or 2.5 hours to get through it. Just seemed like 2.5 years. Right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.